Can you give us an update on ASF? I understand you're speaking to some swine interests today.
Yeah, we've been watching ASF way before we had the issues in China. We were watching the Baltic states in Europe and tracking what was going on there. And we put mitigations in place, and we don't import anything from states that have popped positive, countries that have popped positive with African swine fever. So even before China broke, we had mitigations in place in regards to what was going on in the Baltic states in Europe. So we've been on top of this for probably the last year or more, and we've had the mitigations in place for the Baltic states for over 5 years.
And you mentioned something about border control.
Yeah, we work with Customs and Border Protection with the high consequence flights or the high risk flights for people coming in from countries that may be carrying perhaps processed meats in their bags that could carry the virus. And we use the Beagle Patrol. They sniff those out and they find that stuff in those bags and they confiscate that. And as well as all the things, the shipments and the planes and the cruise ships that come into the United States, all their garbage is taken to a processor and incinerated under the watchful eye of the Customs and Border Patrol people. So
not a huge threat, not even a threat?
It's a threat. I mean, we have to watch it, and we have to look at perhaps potential gaps in the United States that we need to address, that where that virus might come in from areas we don't currently regulate or monitor. So we are on top of it that way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.